In last week's column, I described a palpable sense of fear and worry among Jews worldwide over a possible escalation between Israel and Iran, and Hezbollah, as well as fanatic elements in the West Bank. And with a still unfulfilled hostage and ceasefire deal, as well as the horrifying likelihood of Iranian nuclear breakout this year, this is perhaps one of those moments in Jewish history when everything seems to be on the line. In a sense, it sometimes feels like it is our modern-day 1938. Last week, I asked Jewish thought leaders, especially those who live in Israel, whether they have an inner monologue as they read nerve-wracking headlines about enemies who are poised to attack. How do they reassure themselves when fears over merciless foes re-emerge? Here are more of their responses. It is good to remain optimistic in these challenging times by looking at the events in historical proportion. Look at our history, where we were 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, and where we are today. The trajectory speaks for itself. Our history is filled with terrible pogroms, brutal murders, and rapes. But for the first time, we have the State of Israel, which fights and destroys the enemy. Imagine what would have happened if we had no state. Of course, many mistakes have been made and they need to be corrected. But when you look at our young generation, the TikTok generation, it is looking for inspiration in Goa, a state in Western India and a euphemism for young Israelis looking abroad, and this caused us many concerns. Where is their Zionism? Where is their patriotism? Where is their interest in their own history? We, once, asked. And here they are, giving us all an example of patriotism, nobility, stubbornness, and resilience. And these are not single examples, but literally the entire struggling generation. These are the reasons for my optimism. Nathan Sharansky, Soviet-born Israeli politician, author, and human rights activist. A former refusenik and dissident, Sharansky was imprisoned in Russia for 9 years before being released in 1986. On the day of his release, he made Aliyah, arriving in Jerusalem. In perilous times, Jews look to the past, the future, and the heavens. We remember how we have endured through unimaginable crises in our history and know that we have a destiny before us. And we pray that we will be given the strength demonstrated by those who came before us. Remember, envision, prepare, and pray. Rabbi David Wolpe, Emeritus Rabbi of Sinai Temple and Inaugural Rabbinic Fellow of the Anti-Defamation League, ADL. Living in Jerusalem, in the heart of the bullseye, the most reassuring thing I do is stick to routine. Writing, which engages me. Touching base with friends and family, who nourish me. And just enjoying the Israel vibe of day-to-day life, even under the gun. Most practically, I trust our soldier heroes. Existentially, as an historian, I know how often we have been counted out, but we are the Phoenix Nation. We might get knocked down, but we get up again. Finally, I recall Golda Meir's teaching, you can't be a Zionist and a pessimist. And I am a Zionist. Professor Gil Troy, author, To Resist the Academic Intifada. Letters to My Students on Defending the Zionist Dream, forthcoming in September. While I give myself up to the fact that we are clearly not in control, I daven that Hashem is guiding those who are his instruments to be successful in their missions. I also try to dig deep and be nice to as many people in my environment as possible. It gives me a sense of being able to control small things and practically helps contribute to our feelings of community and strength. Settling other people's nerves is often easier than settling our own. Sharon Sachs, owner and director of Creative Exploring, is an arts and creativity enrichment specialist with a funny accent and a heart firmly with our family in Israel. Israel has been going through a difficult and frustrating period since October 7, perhaps the most trying period since 1948. The high number of casualties, abductees, over 100 in Gaza, many of them are not alive. Tens of thousands of civilians in the north and south have been evacuated from their homes, abandoned cities, kibbutzim are destroyed. Farmers cannot cultivate their land. In addition, anti-Semitism is rising around the world, and Israel is surrounded by a ring of fire both on its borders and from afar. Amidst all this darkness are rays of light. At a time when state institutions and the security establishment were struggling to function, the enormous power of civil society and internal solidarity stood out. Civil organizations donated time, money, and supplies to the army, the wounded, and the evacuees, when only a short time earlier we were immersed in a legal revolution, reform. While in times of war young people in various countries flee their country, Israel is the only country where young people abroad struggle to buy plane tickets and report to the front. The response to the mobilization was the highest Israel has ever known. The solidarity of the Jewish world gave a tailwind, and countries around the world, headed by President Biden, who came to Israel at the beginning of the war to support Israel and deter its enemies, reassured that Israel is not alone. I will conclude with the words of our national poet, H.N. Bialik. In Hebrew, the word, wind, has a special meaning that also means, spirit. You can't see the wind, but it's the one driving the ship, not those rags waving over the mast for all to see. Dr. David Menashri, expert on Iran and founder of the Alliance Center for Iranian Studies at Tel Aviv University. Before October 7th, the so-called TikTok generation of Israelis were tagged by many as selfish, self-absorbed, and lacking in patriotic Zionism. Wow, how dead wrong that is. On October 7th, I witnessed with my own eyes how thousands of Israel's TikTok generation, my son Elon, his wife Kayla, all their friends, put down their phones and picked up their weapons, rushed to the south as first responders, took the defense of our country into their own hands, carrying a whole nation on their young but broad shoulders. Young women and men, secular and religious, put their material comforts, social media, and university studies on hold, boldly marched into war, fighting valiantly with a unity and passion that had their ancestors bowing to them in humility and gratitude. I look forward to the day when this new, greatest generation becomes our government and leaders. That's my ultimate source of strength, inspiration, and hope for a brighter future for Israel. Rabbi Daniel Bauskila is the international director of the Sephardic Educational Center in Jerusalem. In the shadow of October 7th, he and his wife Penai proudly made Aliyah. As bad as it has gotten since October 7th, the Jewish people have never been so strong in our history. If we remain proud and united, we still control our own destiny as a Jewish people and can secure a safe future for the Jewish state. Sam Yebri, a proud Iranian-American Zionist Jew. Finally, I asked Sarah Tuttle Singer, a Jerusalem-based author and journalist known for her dynamic storytelling, how she finds comfort amid the dangerous unknown of today. Tuttle Singer, at Tuttle Singer, is the author of Jerusalem, Drawn and Quartered, and her most recent social media posts have enabled me to feel the palpable anxiety, coupled with a certain life goes on mentality, that currently characterizes Jerusalem and all of Israel. I had to know how Tuttle Singer is coping with threats that directly affect her and her family. Besides whiskey and chocolate chip cookies, she wrote to me via text message. I look at the ebbs and flows in our history and I know we've been through horrors and heartbreaks, and I know we continue to not just survive but thrive. We are a people who constantly seek joy and celebrate life. This sustains me, too. I also listen to Modest Yahoo's One Day and Pizman's version of Nakamu. I also look into the eyes of everyone I see, and I see my own determination and passion, grief and yes, hope, reflected back. I am indebted to each person who contributed words of optimism and comfort to these columns. Sometimes, it feels as though an eternity of enemies await us. But as Jews, we must still find ways to exude Jewish joy and access Jewish resilience. We have no other choice. May we always experience awe, wonder, and gratitude over the miracles that will shelter Am Israel and the Jewish state like protective clouds. Tabby Raphael is an award-winning writer, speaker, and weekly columnist for the Jewish Journal of Greater Los Angeles. Follow her on X and Instagram at Tabby Raphael.